morning. Let's start our Bible reading this morning. We open Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. Let us pray. Father, we really want to be like you and thank you for the verse that you've given to us, the secret how we can grow to be like Jesus. We pray that the Holy Spirit work in our heart so that in doing our spiritual journey, finally, we become like you, Father, like Jesus. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Few weeks ago, I talked about that the Father good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him. The Father all fullness dwell in him. So when the Father fullness dwell in him, that means the power, the glory, the blessing all in Jesus. This is the reason why I'm talking about to be like him. In my understanding, if Father, pleasure, goodness, blessing all in Jesus, at the same time, if our life same like Jesus, then we also get the same thing. No wonder our motto is to know him, to be like him, and to make him known. The center of our spiritual journey is to be like him. The process is to know him. And then the purpose is to make him known. If we as a Christian, we achieve to be like him, then we also need to know that finally our main job is to make him known. Praise the Lord. This morning, we can get few practical steps how we can bring our spirituality, our life, finally to be like him. The Bible told us, therefore, you have received Christ Jesus. You have received Christ Jesus. Paul said, you have received. That means you fulfill the qualification to be like him. If you haven't received Jesus Christ, you don't have this kind of qualification. You have received, then you have qualification. I like to see the word of receive. He didn't use the word of believe, but he used the word of receive. For me, believe is the first step, but receive is deeper than belief. For example, if someone knock your door, I know in Hong Kong, we have small hole in our door. We want to know who is this guy. So we just look from our house. Oh yeah. In order to open your door for someone, the first step, you need to believe that this guy is your friend. Yeah. If this guy is a robber, you will not open the door. And so you believe. And then after that, you open. And after you open, then you receive or accept. Brothers and sisters, our position with Jesus, yeah, if we want to be like him, not only believe, but we need to receive him. Receive him. Sit together with him. This is the first step. That's why I said that if you receive Jesus Christ, you have first qualification to be like him. But many people just believe, do not want to receive him. Receive mean sit together, accept him, and then talk with him. This is the first step. The second step, Paul said, so walk in him. Walk in him. The idea of walk in him is one of Paul's basic teaching. If we see from Ephesians, Paul also mentioned about walk with him. Yeah. In Bahasa Indonesia, we didn't see the word walk in him. We see the word of bagaimana kamu hidup? How do you walk with him? Bagaimana kamu hidup? How do you walk with him? So it's very interesting why Indonesian people translate how do you walk with the sentence bagaimana kamu hidup. How do you live depend with whom you walk with. Yeah, depend. That's why we as a parents, we always mention our children, hey, I no need to know where she go or where he go. I just want to know who is their friend. Yeah? You go with whom? Oh, okay. I go with SP youth people. Then it's okay. You go with whom? I go with gangster. Oh, no, 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 no. So how do you live depend with whom you walk with. Nah, if we want to be like him, then we should to walk with him. Remember, in Genesis 5, verse 22, we can see that Enoch walked with God. He lived his life ending with God. No wonder when the Bible said in Genesis chapter 5, if we see the whole of Genesis chapter 5, we can see that environment at that time is really bad. That's why God called Noah to destroy all the people. But starting from Enoch, and then Enoch, Methuselah, and then Lamech, and then finally Noah, these four generations, they get saved. Why? Because their grand-grandfather, Enoch, walked with God. Brothers and sisters, it's very important. After we believe, we receive. Now the second step is walk with him. Remember the book of Psalm chapter 1. Let's open Psalm chapter 1. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of scoffer, but his delight in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. The Bible, Psalm already tell us how blessed is the man does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Brothers and sisters, if we walk with Jesus, then we get his counsel. We follow him, and finally, yeah, our spiritual journey go to the right direction is to be like him. The third step, Paul said, let's go back to our Bible, Colossians, verse 7. Having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him. Rooted. I like this word, rooted. I try to see the part of one tree. Yeah. The top one is leaf. And then after that, twig. And then branch. And then trunk. And then the last part is root. Root. I just go back from Yosemite. And then 3 months ago, there was a fire around that area. And then all the tree burned out. But when the rain come, and then all the tree can live again. The reason because there is a root inside. So, as long there is a root, then there is a life. That's why sometimes we from Indonesia want to have some plan from Indonesia. We don't bring all the tree go to Hong Kong. Immigration will not allow you to bring all the tree. We just cut small part and there is some root inside that part. And then after that, we put it on the pot and then we can see the flower from Indonesia. Now, brothers and sisters, root it. Yeah. We need to stick our life in the root of Christ. Just stick it. Stick it. And then automatically, the character, the nature of Christ transform in our life. Paul said in Romans chapter 2, you need to transform. Now in Colossians, Paul let us know how we can transform. We can transform if we stick our life in Jesus. If we rooted our life in Jesus. Jesus is the source of our life. If we want to be like him, then we need to root it. Another thing that I want to share is, if you see one tree, you cannot see the root unless you go to hydroponic vegetable. You can see the root. But if you go to the park, you cannot see the root. The root always in the soil. Yeah. Now, sometimes people want to see the plant, like the trunk, the branch, the twig, and the leaf. But we need to go to see deeper than this one. It's the root one. We come and enjoy worship. Yeah. What I say, worship leader may be the branch, the twig, and the leaf. But the most important from this is we need to see Jesus behind this worship. To see Jesus. We can say that, oh, the worship is really good. The preacher is really good. But do you see Jesus behind this all? Sometimes we need to see clearly because the root is in the soil, cannot automatically see. We need to use our spiritual eyes to see this all thing. That's why in our Christian spirituality, we have another word, the word called meditation. Meditation. Meditation cannot happen in 3 minutes. Yeah. Meditation is same like what I say, maybe American Indian people, they chew cigar leaf. Yeah. I cannot enjoy cigar leaf. If you give me one leaf and then I chew for 2 times, then I say, oh my goodness, I don't like it. But the people from that area, they enjoy. Yeah. In Indonesia, some of East Indonesian people, they eat called a kind of fruit, and then after they chew for 30 minutes, all the mouth become red. It's easy for you to go to Taiwan. You can see the same thing. They chew. The idea of chew this thing, same with meditation. You chew the word of God so that you bring yourself, go into the root of Jesus. And finally, you get it. Why modern people cannot understand this thing? Because modern people always suffer with the word of busy. With the word of busy. I saw some people, they have two monitor in computer. Yeah? And then they have two mobile phone. And then they have big agenda. So after this, and finally, when nighttime, when they want to chew the word of God, Father Lord Jesus, no time to chew the word of God. So this is the problem. And then finally, the nature of Jesus cannot transform in their life. We need to spend time. I have a lot of books regarding how we build our spirituality. I don't need to let you know. It's too heavy to read this whole book. But what I know practically, you need to spend time alone with Jesus. You need to develop your daily ritual and spiritual study. For example, we come to EMP. Yeah, even if you're sleepy, at least you get 3-4 sentences that stick in your heart. Yeah, or go to a place where you can close with God. I think it's quite difficult to find a quiet place in Hong Kong. Unless lunchtime you come to this building, yeah, and then start to share what you have to other people. Start to share, and you can grow. And finally, we need to ask God and pray. Brothers and sisters, these all are spiritual exercise that can help us to stick our spirituality in Jesus. So 3 points. First, you need to have received Jesus Christ. Second, to walk in Him. And then the third, rooted in Him. And then finally, you build up in Him. This is the way that Paul tells us practically think to be like Him. And the next time, I will share first egg. See, to eat that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principle of the world, rather than according to Christ. This is the second part. What kind of philosophy that we need to aware, avoid, and then run, go from this philosophy that can make or that can destroy our spirituality. Next time I discuss this point. God bless us. Have a good time to stick our spirituality rooted in Jesus Christ this morning. While we'll come closer to God, Cardia will help us with worship to God, and we spend this beautiful time to come close with Jesus. All of you to come forward, and then we make a small group to pray together this morning.